Hi, this is Kalyan Karmakar, and welcome to a new episode of Foodocracy for Her. Foodocracy for Her is my podcast where I speak to women who are doing amazing work in the world of Indian food. And I had to take a bit of a break of the couple of months because I had COVID, and after COVID, my blood sugar spiked and I got COVID, herpes zoster, and all sorts of stuff. But basically, I was like knocked out like, Sylvester Stallone at the average Rocky movie. But I'm back, and the first person whom I'm interviewing in what one can call a new season is someone whom I was supposed to interview in the latest episode, which was about 3 months back, just after I came back from Calcutta. And then, everything came down. But all of that's over. This is the last round, and Rocky is back, so to speak. As you can see, I'm a 80s kid. But without much ado, let me call over today's guest. And there she is, a very, very patient person, because you waited for about 3 months for this, but so have I. And there she is, Prachi Agarwal Goel. So good to see you.
Prachi, thank you.
Prachi is an Allahabad girl, but now a very much a Mumbai girl. And Prachi, as you can see, runs Brownie Cottage, which was started in 2005. And we've been like fans and consumers of their products have produced since 2005. And I've written about them in my blog also in around 2008 or something. But it's only very recently that I sort of came across her and I said, we must chat. And here she is. So, Thanks.
Thank you. I've been following you too also. And the kind of work which you do, it reminds us of like us. It's not like, it's so raw. It's so natural. It's so us. It's so candid. So that's why I reached out to you.
Thank you. She's also saying this because, I did three sort of rough takes. I was trying to figure out how to sort of do something else. And I spelled her name wrong, and I thought I'll blame it on COVID fog, but people who make desserts are like that. They tend to be very sweet. But tell me, Prachi, how did this little girl from Mumbai, who was born in Mumbai, grew up in Allahabad, and then decide to make brownies? How did the story happen? Since when did you want to become a chef?
Okay, so I've been always very fond of cooking and baking, and always been like a creator, whatever's there available in the fridge, make something out of it, whip something out of it. In fact, my class 10th and 12th, I remember my boards, I've sat on my kitchen, mom's kitchen platform and studied, just cooking and studying. Very fond of cooking and creating. And then I did a chocolate make at that time. I'm talking about the year 96, 97, that I'm chocolate making was very hot, And my mom used to make it a point whenever my maternal grandparents are in Bombay, actually. So a good 2 months of our year, like summer holidays used to be spent in Bombay, like whole of May, June and part July, we used to stay here for a good 2 months, So my mom was very particular, whenever we come here, because a place like Allahabad, we don't get to learn much, schools are damn good academically, but we don't get to learn anything much. So these 1-2 months, used to just make sure, kuch na kuch seekh ke jana hai wapas, whether it's stained glass painting, whether it's origami, whether it's anything. So then I did this chocolate making course, and it was just a 1 day course or something, one day course, and it was in Cuff Parade, 1 day course and 20 kinds of chocolates you learn and stuff with center fillings, truffles, marzipan. I was like 15, 16 years of age at that time. So I learned that and I really loved it. I really liked it. And I always loved teaching, I really like imparting the knowledge. So I went to RF from there, at that time, Crawford Market.
So RF was in Crawford also, because there's an RF in back. So for folks who are not from Mumbai, I'm sorry for this thing, but RF is where everyone goes for, baking equipment. And some years back, I thought I should learn baking. So I started with a chocolate making class and then a bread making class. Went to RF, bought a lot of stuff, made a brownie cake. So the first dessert I made was a brownie. It was actually the chocolate chip cookies, which Kenna's loved. I never made it again. Then I made a brownie, which on my birthday became the brownie cake. I made bread. And after that, I've used my oven only for grilling fish and chicken and whatever. Baking is too complex. stuff. So Arif is Crawford Market based, is it?
Oh yes, Crawford Market is the main hub. The guy
Crawford Market is like New Market of Calcutta and you know right, stuff like that.
INA of Delhi.
INA of Delhi, yeah.
So Crawford, the guys who owned the Bandra one were kids at that time at Crawford. Mm-hmm. So at that time, then I went there, you know, bought the double boiler, the chocolates and stuff. And then when we went back in July back home to Allahabad, there people also were like really wanting to learn new stuff and kuch hota nahi tha. So then I started this home chocolate making as well as chocolate teaching, you know, like 3 p.m. till 6 p.m. I used to take classes every day.
And you were 16 or 17, right?
16.
You're teaching at 16. Oh, wow.
16.
Which is like pre-college age, right? Yes. 18 to 21 is graduation. Yes. So, yeah.
And my first class had students who were 20, were 30, and one lady who was 60.
How did they react, the 30 and 60 year old, to this little kid teaching us how to do?
Exactly.
No, but they were okay.
Yes. And they paid full. I remember.
she's Marwadi. So I must say that I'll do a count right someday. But in Foodocracy for Her, the community which has been represented the most is the Marwadi community. I don't know if there's a Marwadi association or something, but they should really sponsor me. Yes.
So then I started doing this chocolate making classes. It was like really a rage. Like every day I used to do classes. Sometimes 5 people ka batch, sometimes 10. Plus I used to take chocolate making orders also.
Wow. You
know? Then next year again, when I came back to Bombay, like this happened whole 1 year. And this, if I'm not wrong, this happened at the time when I was in class 10th or 11th or 9th, 95, 94. Then next year I learned liqueur chocolates from the same lady. So now then I went back and started making liqueur chocolates, teaching that. So, I mean, I had a knack of teaching, I realized. And people and I teach like an old timer, like old fashioned. I teach like concepts. I don't teach like these days how you have YouTube videos. Sorry to say, tuck, 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 do this, a fast music.
Hey guys.
Yeah. So now what I used to teach, when it's tempering of chocolate, it's step by step, how do you actually temper? Why do you temper? The logic behind it. So, I've taught about like 300 people in chocolates. Then I used to go different cities also, like to relatives' places. I used to ask them, okay, class organize for the city, I'll come. I've done in Delhi, Pune, Kolkata, Patna. And I'm talking about this age when I was 18, 19, 17. Used to love teaching. I mean, I remember doing classes at the New Friends Club in Delhi also. Used to love teaching.
So how did you meet your husband? Was he a student of yours or?
No.
Chocolate sikha ke abhi wo usko bola ke abhi na,
No. So as I said, we are commonly related, like common family, cousins and all. So we met at a common cousin's wedding and stuff. Hmm. I mean, we have common cousins.
Okay.
So that's how. And we met first in the year 1994. So what we were, same time, that time I was learning chocolates and all, 15 years time, 15, 16 years.
Oh, wow.
So two different cities. I am from Allahabad, he's from Bareilly. So it was like a long distance, totally long distance.
It's full Hindi movie. Like Bareilly's all those songs.
Yes.
And Allahabad, the other person who came from Allahabad to Mumbai and made it big was Mr. Bachchan.
Yes. He started his political campaign from my house.
Oh, really? So you met him?
As a kid. When I was 6-7 years old.
Oh, wow.
Jayaji, they've all come home.
Wow.
Allahabad is a small city. So his parents from there, all old families know each other.
Wow.
Small city, yeah.
Yes.
So coming back to that, that's how I started chocolate making. And then I met Raghav, as I said, and we were long distance. Us samay mobile nahi hota tha. There was
no letters.
Wohi hota tha. Letters. Aur wo bhi koi courier nahi hota tha. It was regular post. So ek din likho to do din baad.
And you were not in metros. At least in metros, there were these letter boxes where you could put like one day delivery.
And I used to stay in Allahabad also, like with them, another end of the city. It was not like the main city.
Okay.
And I come from a very, very conservative family. Okay. Frankly speaking, we were not allowed to step out of the house gate, forget going to the letterbox. And so everything has to be very planned, how to send a letter, how those.
Kabutar jaja sort of.
Correct. And then, so there was a lot of long distance calls. So how to fund those calls? So So STDs, us samay STD hota tha. I don't know if people know about STD today.
And would you wait for the 12 o'clock 25% or 11 o'clock 50%?
Yes, yes, everything, sab karke, and con call karke, us samay conference hota tha. Used to call a STD booth and he used to connect, remember?
Yes.
I mean, I'm sure you were also
yes,
those
yes,
things.
Yes, yes, yes.
So the main thing of starting these chocolates was, you know, how to fund my STD calls. So whatever money used to come from there,
This should become a Hindi film plot. Huh? This should become a Hindi film plot. Like chocolate romance, you know, they yes. couldn't have been a better yes. chocolate romance than
yes.
this.
And the long distance calls. So, and plus Raghav, he's got a terrific sweet tooth. I mean, terrific is an understatement. He's got a terrific, terrific sweet tooth. So, I mean, of course, you know, when you're dating somebody who's got a terrific sweet tooth and, you know, you want to marry him someday. So the one thing you want to learn, I mean, I told you now, you come from a very conservative kind of family. I never thought that, you know, it will be like an enterprise. I want to learn to become like a chef, or I want to learn because I want to work at the Oberoi's. I want to learn because I want to start a brand. No, I want to learn so that I can bake and make at home and keep my husband happy.
You know what this reminds me of? Did you watch Friends? Are you a Friends fan? People who are Friends fan will remember, like, there were these once they were doing this sort of future gazing, and mm-hmm. if Monica had married Joey, and Monica is like this baker. Okay. And then they're showing Joey, who's like this huge guy who can basically get up from the chairs because he's constantly having the cookies and the bakes. So I'm having a vision of if you just baked only for Raghav and
all of us
brownie cutter content, then that would have become hard.
I'm talking about which year, 98, 99. And plus me from a small town, a very, very conservative family, you know, we were not allowed to step out of the house gate.
Hey, Allahabad is now Prayagraj, no?
Same. So it's the same place. So we were not allowed to step out of the house gate. We were not allowed to catch a rickshaw. Nothing. We were just at home, like school jana hai, bus mein school se jana hai, and at home. I've done my graduation from Allahabad University 3 years, but I have never attended one lecture of the university. My grandfather didn't allow. So three years.
Wow.
Yes.
Your grandfather, and they allowed you to pass.
Yes, yes. I told you, very influential. He was the president.
So your grandfather sounds like Akhanda Tripathi. If people want to make a support.
Yeah. We were not allowed to go to,
No, but what I'm saying is that passed out of Allahabad University, which is also a very renowned university. A small town, but it was like Benares University, Allahabad University. And for there, a girl to, you know, not to give attendance and wow.
Yeah, yeah. Because the only reason was because the university is co-ed. Because they're boys. School was not co-ed. So we were not allowed to go to a co-ed school. We were not allowed to go to a co-ed college. I mean, like university, we only went there to write exams and OB with a driver and a maid in the car so that, you know, you are protectedly going inside, etc. So anyways, coming back to the thing was, I never thought of learning all this for business. I thought of learning all this just to keep him happy, one. And secondly, to fund the long distance phone bills.
So all of us Brownie Cottage fans must, I think we owe Raghav a treat or something.
Yes. It's because of him.
Yeah.
Then after my university, and then, you know, like I wanted to do, I was good at studies. I topped my school. I'm a city topper. I did my IC. I got a 93.3. I'm a city topper. I did well in my accounts, everything. So, I mean, everybody was like, you know, peer pressure, MBA karo,
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely. Tell me about it.
MBA karo.
So you did BCom in your...
I did BCom and I majored in accounts. So then, wo gaya ki wo karo. But then again, as I said, coming back to my family, not allowed. You can't, abroad, so is a totally no-no. I wanted to sit for IIM Ahmedabad and all. So like, no. You can't. So that way. I was like, chalo, you know, let me do something in this field. Because at least in this field, like learning how to bake and all, so fires, it's like girls, maternal grandparents, as I said, are here, so I can stay at their house. I don't need to go to a hostel to stay and all that.
So and they were in Malabar Hills.
Yes, yes, yes.
I mean, different Bombay.
That's the Bombay I knew of.
Yeah. No, but that's the Bombay like I knew of when I came in. I mean, not Malabar Hills, but Colaba and all of that. And once I went to Worli, so they're so far off. They came here to live. And
for us, Siddhi Vinayak or Dadar or Prabhadevi used to be like suburbs. Hai ye, you know, Andheri kya hota hai? You know, like it was like suburbs at that time. So that's the reason then I picked up Sophia's, because I couldn't do IIM Ahmedabad. I'm a little, frankly, I want to do an MBA, but because I couldn't do all those things, this was working well, you know. Like the main idea was, you know, get married and, you know, cook and bake at home. Morning mein breads banao, muffins banao.
At that time, you didn't have a plan of setting up a business.
Nothing.
It was you were doing, and what course did you do in Sophia?
I did the craft bakery.
So that's what, a 2-year
course? It's a 1-year certificate course. Craft
a lot of the, you know, the well-regarded bakers in Mumbai, starting with, of course, Moshe Sheikh, then you know, one of the Yazdani brothers and so on. So they're also from Sophia. So is that a different course because there's Sophia Girls College?
Sophia is divided into two parts. One is a college, which is all girls. One is a polytechnic. So polytechnic does all this.
You were in the college.
I was in the polytechnic.
Which floor were your classes? Because I, you know, a few years back I'd gone to Sophia to judge the competition, and you know, one kept climbing, and you know, one was almost reached the clouds, and that's where the cooking and all that was. And
third
then
floor,
the
third floor.
Yeah, no, that's the highest. Okay, I must have been really out of shape then.
Because
when they called me to do the next round, I said, sorry, sir, I can't do. I'm sure it was more than 3 floors, or maybe I was really out of shape. But I remember climbing Sophia's.
Maybe they've done something new, so I don't know.
No, it was very old. Maybe the stairs are high. Because old.
Even
in presidency, the stairs used to be really high.
Yeah, that's it. So we did this at Sophia's, and I mean, Sophia's very reputed, and I had a time of my life over there because, again, it taught me the way which I love. I mean, I love to learn and teach. It's like baking is a science. You know, we didn't learn, we didn't just learn recipes. We learned the diagram of egg, diagram of a wheat germ. Yeah.
And eggs and all, you didn't have an issue because you're from a Marwari family. Family was okay with that. Okay. Yeah.
That was not an issue. I mean, we don't eat non-veg and all, but egg is not.
Fine.
So that was not an issue. So I did again craft bakery, again with the whole thing of, you know, shaadi karni hai, you know, ultimately after this, you'll get married. So baking is something, chalo, kuch nahi hoga, toh ghar se you can do some home business or just bake at home. It's something, you know, you don't need to have a corporate mindset for it, or you don't need to have a corporate job, because that I knew from both sides of the family doesn't work, like corporate job and stuff. So then I did this, but like I've always been a very good learner and a very, like whatever I do, I love to learn well. I mean, I don't do it for the result. I do it for the learning, the process, the journey. So I really did that well, of course. And a part of the course requires you to learn industrially. Then only you finish the course. So, and the Sophia's, they send you to all across, you know, like you train at the Taj, you train at the club, you train at Sun and Sun, you know, you have to go to 5-star hotels or even sometimes Mongenies and all, you have to train at an industrial place. And Oberoi was a strict no-no, because Oberoi had this thing about Sophia's, you know, ki, you know, thode snooty log hai, you know, breech candy ka college hai. So you will get snooty people, and somehow that didn't work. But somebody told me, so they said, you know, you should try in Oberoi's. And in February, I remember, Oberoi's opens, for its internship and all, they call people. So it was a Sunday of February, second Sunday of every Feb or something it was. And I was like, we'll go in Taj or anywhere as from the college view, but let me try from my end, you know, to go to Oberoi's. So it was a Sunday, and I very clearly remember, so we're 9:30 ka reporting. I was like, you know, who will get up on a Sunday? Because maybe Monday to Sunday is and Sophia's really makes you slog. It is not like a 2-hour course. It was morning 9 a.m. reporting till 6 p.m. And then uske baad projects and all. So it really makes you slog. So, but I still said, chalo, let me go, you know, because Oberoi's hai, you know, agar mil gaya yaar, to nothing like it, you know, you'll learn a lot. You'll, again, the hunger was to learn. I went there and I went very casually. I was like, okay, interviews honge, kuch dekhenge. When I went there, their Regal room down, I'm sure you must be knowing their Regal room down was packed. There must be at least 300-400 people candidates.
And this is what is today the Oberoi or what is today the Trident? Because they keep changing.
The Trident.
Then became Hilton.
That time, it was called the Hotel Oberoi Towers, HOT in short.
But the Chotu was also there, which is
Oberoi. The Oberoi.
Yeah, in the lockdown years, we took advantage of the lower rates and stayed a lot in Bombay. We did that thing, forced vacation, and we loved it. We love South Bombay.
And
I used to buy stuff for Kainas and Oberoi Patisserie.
So I went there and I got a shock of my life. I was like, I came here casually, you know, okay, kuch interviews. I was what, 2021? 2021, you don't understand, you know,
Oberoi. Exactly. There's a significance. Significance,
yes, but the seriousness, you know, how professional they can be. So that whole Regal room was packed and 300, 400 people from all over the country. It was not only from Mumbai, they come from all IHMs basically. Oberoi only favors IHMs because, you know, they feel, you know, IHMs are grounded people. They're here to do work. So Fayaz is like hi-fi.
South Bombay girls.
South Bombay girls. Beach candy ka hai and all that kind of thing. But I was like, I got scared. I really got scared. I thought I'll take a U-turn and go. Mera kuch hone nahi wala hai, basically. And there was nobody from Sophia's. Nobody goes there from Sophia's. I was the only one. But luck as it would, I mean, I sat. I persisted. I said, "Theek hai, let me do something." So the first one was a normal thing. They did some form filling, I think. They shortlisted me. Then they took a GD. They shortlisted me in the GD also. I was like, I'm shortlisted in the GD. Then there was a personal interview face-to-face. And they asked, you know, why are you here? What do you want to learn?
Was it a chef who interviewed
you?
No, they're training.
No. This is everyone. There's like front desk, room service. It's a full internship.
Like hotel management courses, which are you go through everything.
So morning to evening, they interview. And the last was, you know, why do you want to be here? You know, why do you want to? So they're all the training managers, basically. Okay. The training managers, they interview. Okay. So I want to learn. And where are you from? I'm from Allahabad. Achha, where is this place? No, I'm come here to learn. And every time people used to confuse Allahabad for Banaras. Achha, how Banaras hai na? You know, because that's the place people would remember. I got in. I didn't even know. I mean, I was. And in fact, when I came back and told my teachers at the Sophia's, you know, I've got an Oberoi. Good. I mean, like, we cannot get you in there. So it's really good.
But did things change after you? After you, were they like better disposed towards Sophia people?
God knows. I never saw, in my batch also, I never saw anybody else. In fact, just in the front service and all, I saw 1-2 people, but never in the bakery.
Okay.
So then I got in there and May was the starting day. So I still remember, you know, May 7th was the starting date. And that changed my life. I mean, 3 months of Oberoi, you know, the stature, the significance, the kind of quality, the kind of vision the founders have, and how it's stayed, how it's stemmed down.
Absolutely.
Even till the, you know, front desk or to the doorkeeper. I mean, the first two lessons I like to share here, what we were taught. When the training manager took our first day induction, he said, one thing only you have to remember in Oberoi, or what values you have to take from here, or what values we use here, is we are not hoteliers. We are not hoteliers. We are innkeepers. So it's like, you know, you have to treat your guests as somebody who's come to your small inn. You know, you make their bed nicely. You serve them tea. You know, you're like cozy. Suppose your own small inn. And they've come in and you have to just, you know, make them feel at home. Make them
so personalized.
Personal. So they told us this one thing which is carried with me, you know, guests are, you know, your guests are, they are coming to your inn. They are not coming to a hotel. So that one thing carried with me, you know, like you have to treat guests as if they are like your own home guests. You know, ghar pe jaise mehman aate, you know, like when I also teach my team, you know, like, you know, how would you serve chai and samosa or pakora to your guests, you know, serve brownies that way. You don't ask, you just serve. Now you don't ask, kya khayenge, kya nahi. You just come. Achal, come on, start, you know, how can you just have one, thoda aur low, you know. So that's one lesson that stayed. Second lesson was on our second day, I think, they took us to the Kohinoor suite. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't. I haven't. But is that a sweet which has a piano?
Yes. The Kohinoor sweet. Yeah, it has. Yeah. And it's the best view, the whole Odyssey, you know, the Arabian.
No, because space. I recently, Mr. V. Sanghvi was at Oberoi and he put us reel. Which had a view similar to some of the suites we stayed in, but this was, of course, huge, and there was a piano.
Huge, and on the right side, yeah.
Yeah, and Seema was playing the piano and stuff. It was a real, I'll DM him and ask him, were you in the Kohinoor suite?
Yeah, so this is where, like, when Prince Charles comes, he stays there, or when this guy, Bill Clinton and all came.
We stayed in suites, but they didn't have any names, they had room numbers.
Okay, so this is the Kohinoor suite, which is on the top floor. They start their journey.
So then those are life goals. So for us, Kohinoor suite mein jaake brownie khana.
Correct. So then, Kalyan, you know, when they showed me that, you know, and I was what, 20 years at 21, this was year 2001, I'm 79 born. So 2021, you know, for somebody to see what a person like Mr. Oberoi, who's also from a small town, yes, and, you know, from very, very humble beginnings, and he's managed to make a vision so huge. If you see that Kohinoor suite, you'll feel, you know, there's something called grandness, there's something called larger than life, there's something called, you know, seeing Bombay in that magnificent way, you know. So I felt, you know, ki this is what is a business. It should not be homegrown, it should not be confined to homes. You should make it reach to a height, you should make it reach to such a place that, you know, it's like a Kohinoor suite.
Wow.
Or, you know, you know, like,
you've written the book on him, read the book on him with
Bachi. Yes, yeah. I read it during my first pregnancy. So I would love that book. So, you know, that
Can I just I want to just interject here, Prachi, and take you on the point which you said, because I have you know, often come across women founders in food coming out with a point of view where they're saying that people don't take us seriously. Like, if they see a woman in food, then they come from point of view that acha usko khana banana acha lagta hai, so this thing. But when it comes to business discussions, like, and everyone from Pooja Dhingra to Tanu Ganguly, you know, who set up Mishri, everyone says that when it comes to business or funding, I was seeing someone else also tweet that the big funding doesn't go to you know, women and stuff, they don't take them. And here you are, someone who at that point, and you were still in college, and we are talking of, like, you know, the early 2000s or something like that.
2001, May 2001.
Yeah, you know, 2001, which is like 21 years back. My maths is not so good, but I got this right. So, you know, very, very different from today's, like, you know, independent baker, home chef, you know, where they're chef, you know, top chefs and lists and stuff like that. And at that time, you had the vision to create a business which is big. I mean, not just sort of this thing. Yeah. So I wanted to talk a bit about this, you know, about this perception that, you know, people seem to have that women are more into the joy of cooking. But, you know, when it comes to business, it's not so much. So what do you feel about that? Are you like an exception, or have you come across more people you?
No.
Speak up for your gender.
Oh, I will. In a room, today only I was thinking about it. In fact, in a room, if there's a woman entrepreneur and a partner with her who's maybe a male or in any way, like, could be a husband, brother, father, whatever, I'll really tell you, you know, women really talk much more sense. I mean, you really like to hear them, and they will talk to you to the point. If you ask them something, they will answer the correct way. They're far more balanced. They're far more sorted in their head, I feel. They've got far more clarity. And they're far more detailed, you know, like men, I feel, you know, they are more like, they are the cream on top, you know, you know.
Happy to be the cream.
Yes.
No, but I completely agree with you, yeah.
With all due respect, but the women are something who are the foundation, who, you know, are into each and every atom or molecule of that whole business, I would say.
And I'll completely agree with you, because if I think back of my corporate life of, like, many years in research, I would always say that the women bosses or team members or even juniors, and now that I see, you know, privy to my wife working, especially two years because of lockdown, I mean, the commitment, attention to detail, the sort of desire to see the thing to the end,
Correct.
Is I think very, very different from us God, men.
Yeah, that's what maybe God has made them like that. No, that's what the DNA chromosomes are.
Yeah, we are the snails and all that. No, the God, I mean, the women are all the good things. Nice, really.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So you had this dream of creating, like you were inspired by Mr. Oberoi.
Absolutely. You know, I'll tell you what, I've never had the privilege at that age to step out of the country. I'll be very frank. I'll be really candid with you out here, you know. I mean, for us, holidays also would just mean Allahabad, Bombay, Bombay, Allahabad. Both were homes. Hmm. You know, that way we were not I lost my father at an early age also. So it was, you know, like you really had to speak up in the family, in a joint family that way, you know, because you have to speak up for yourself and all that kind of things. So
what are the values which you picked up from your mom, given that you lost your father at an early age and therefore your mom was the one who really brought you up? I'm just saying. So what are the values which you picked up from her?
Persistence, neatness, and obviously, as how all women are, they are so strong.
Like emotionally strong.
Emotionally strong. They have to be. They have to be, especially after when you have to raise your children single-handed.
Mm-hmm. And you told us what a conservative sort of background.
That too in a joint family. When you're alone on your own, okay, you are alone. When you're in a joint family, you have to fight with both things.
That represents the majority of India even today.
Correct. So I'll tell you very frankly, I wanted to go to to Culinary Institute of America. I wanted to go to a Cordon Bleu. At that time, I'm talking about the year 2001, you know, after Sufaya's, after seeing Oberoi's, and I was like, you know, why only for Raghav or why only for marriage? You know, now, you know, I'm learning it well. I've learned it at the best places in India, at least. And I've seen a vision. I've seen like an Indian brand being recognized worldwide.
Yes.
I come from an Indian brand being recognized worldwide and as a world-class institution. It's not like a Ritz or a great hotel in New York. It's like a chain of Oberoi hotels in India, an Indian, and we'll be from a small towner, from somebody who's from a very, very humble background, and somebody way older in older times than me also. If he could do something and position India on the world map.
And that too at a time when the view of India was otherwise more like Mother Teresa, Divin, and, you know, Gandhi, socialism, poverty and all of that.
And in front of like another competitive team, the Tatas and all, and the main idea was somebody who, I mean, India can also have brands which are world class, in one word. To make a brand which is world class started in India.
I must say that since Kainaz and I like staying in good hotels and that's what we spend on, we were talking just the other day that if we compare to the Indian hotels which we stay in, I mean not the name of the company as in India hotels of course, but in luxury hotels as well versus say the foreign brands. I would say that from a luxury stay point of view, you know, not a business point of view, but from luxury stay point of view, and level to level, so not Kohinoor to whatever. But I would say that one tends to feel more special when one stays. We primarily stay at Oberoi and ITC hotels, and I must say that when we stay and we also. We are more city people, so I'm not talking about the palaces and all of that. But it always be a beat from the service to the way the rooms are and all that. I mean, we've stayed in some lovely, with the Hyatt and Marriott and all of that. But yeah, apna Indian hotels, mein there's something khas which can, which can sort of compete with, say, the Mandarin Oriental when you stayed in Tokyo or something like that. You know, these are like hotels which stay in your mind.
Innkeepers, they have that innkeeper thought process. That's an overall philosophy. They are your guests. They are not your customers. You're not serving. They are your guests. You are an innkeeper. So
what happened after college?
Blew my mind away. That blew my mind away. And I was like, and I knew, now also, after Oberoi's also, I wanted to go to Switzerland and study chocolate. I wanted to do, as I said, a Cordon Bleu and all that. Even a CIA. But it didn't, it couldn't happen or whatever. So I realized, you know, and I'm still, I've not stepped out of the country. I've not been to France.
Really? Really? Not, even in holiday?
I've not stepped out of the country yet. Wow. And I'll be very frank out here. So, I mean, I've not, you know, so that dream was always to put India on the world map and to take, like, you know, like for you as a Bengali, you know, if, you know, an Indian, a Bengali Rasagulla can be made famous in America.
So, you know, I can empathize with what you're saying because, you know, I was born in England and we came to India in 1881 and I was born a few years before you. So, you know, till 82, you can qualify for British. I mean, you have a British passport, but initially since my passport was attached to my mom's, it was Indian, but I had the option of taking it and I still have. And people tell me, why don't you? But, you know, somehow there's, you know, there's something about India with all its, you know, like craziness.
Yes.
But there's a certain pride. And, you know, this pride is not, it's not like you have to be a Swarajist or a nationalist or whatever to feel pride in a country. I mean, there can be an inner pride in the country, which can be there without, like, you know, waving flags and naras postures, you know. And I think that that's what the Oberoi sort of values are, because it's also quite an understated.
Right.
It's not about tom-tomming.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, and this was a time, again, I'm talking about 2001, there were no chef, I mean, like a chef profession was looking.
You didn't know their names. You didn't know names of chefs.
You didn't know names. They were not respected. Like today, you have these awards for chefs last month. So they were not at all respected. They were not on Instagram. They were not like followers for them. And at that time, internet also was like not very nascent stage in India. And I remember having Hotmail account,
Hey, Hotmail is just an ID, huh? It's not like a porn site or something for the younger generation, I'm saying.
Yes, they won't understand. Like today, it's all Gmail or Yahoo. I mean, Yahoo also doesn't exist. Yeah. So at that time, you know, like, theek hai, course kiya hai, Oberoi mein kaam kar liya, toh kya hua? Matlab, it's okay, kar liya. But I was there only for a very short period. It was like more of a training and specialization course. But I mean, what that place taught me was immense. And I really worked there also, I'll be frank. Like if my shift was 9 a.m. in the morning, 9:30, I would reach there at 7:30 in the morning. Why? Wow. Because I knew that the first 2 hours were most crucial. I mean, that is where the bases, the, you know, the dessert bases, the sponges, the lining, all that happens that time. After 9:30 is all, you know, like the crowd comes. The main.
That's when the boys come. The boys come. Boys come after 9:30.
So I used to reach there, and beginning mein, they don't treat. I'll be very frank. Like trainees are for help. I mean, they are there.
Of course, in all companies, like
in all companies, in all companies. Yeah. So the first few, and it was mango season. So kya karte the us samay? Mango lao, mango chilo. The whole day you are just peeling mangoes, and they want you to run away. They want you to run away. They'll harass you. They'll rag you. They'll just send you to the storeroom and push trolleys of like 300 kilo of all their store material, sugar, chocolate, maida, butter.
And whether you're a girl or a guy, no, that's a delicate race.
When you're wearing that whole chef coat, the cap, the chef collar, pata bhi nahi chalta hai, frankly speaking.
You know what? I must tell you this, that you know Chef, I'm sure you know of Chef Manisha Bhasin of ITC, who's now one of the directors. So I had asked her that, how do you feel being a woman chef? You know, when we first met a few years back and we were at Connaught Place. So she said, I mean, honestly, I mean, the same thing which you said. She said, once I entered, open the door and go in, I'm a chef. You know, it doesn't matter what the gender is.
I think I don't think so. In grammar also, there is a chef or a chefni or something.
Chefni. Yes. Chefness.
I don't think so. Yeah. So chef, I think, is a neutral thing. And that's the way we were told. In fact, I mean, the first day when I went and they were all older men and all. So I called one person, you know, Tio uncle, kaha jana hai mujhe bata. Any uncle that can go. So he's telling me, yeah, uncle, yeah, chef. Hai. Okay, speak se baat karo. And they were like seasoned Oberoi people, you know, who've been working in Oberoi for
OCLD
long.
And all that, right?
Yeah, and OCLD, and even like, I'll be very frank, the raw brass, you know, like the real workers. And actually, they're the ones who pull the show, you know. So I worked with all of them. I've had chapatis with them in the canteen, sat with them, had in the same plate, so that, you know, to bond with them, to learn from them. Otherwise, you are just a trainee. You know, thode din ke liye aaye ho, हमको काम कराना है आपसे, समर सीजन है, सीजन का टाइम है, वी आर शॉर्ट स्टाफ, यू वी विल मेक यू लर्न एंड बाय द टाइम यू विल गो
एंड व्हाट यू गाइस पेड अस इंटर्न्स
nothing
so like I luckily got paid for my summer jobs and all that, but in advertising and all also it's like
and at that time think, at that time I think it was 800 rupees a month
or but still I mean yeah I mean whatever
you were given food get, no you were given food you know so bas ho gaya na you were given food so yeah. lunch was given, canteen was there, so I learned a lot out there. And you know, first 1 month to they really rag you, they tell you pineapple lao, pineapple ko kato, acha tumhe pineapple katna nahi aata, what the hell, you know, college mein kuch seekh ke nahi aayi ho. Then uske baad mango, mango chilo, then you know, beginning we used to chilo mango with all the skin and all, you know, thoda zyada and all, so they used to tell us mango kal theek se chilna hai. I used to go home and we had like workers at home, you know, would peel 10 mangoes a day at that time. I used to learn and practice from them, mujhe sikha do, mujhe kal jana hai seekhne. They used to like, you know, madam, aap khao mango.
Baby ko kya hua?
Ye kya baat hai? You know, like, I learned how to peel mangoes. It was just the way to impress them or to, you know, win their hearts or to show them, listen, I'm really interested in learning. I have not just come to do time pass. And then, wo ek sofaya wala tag rehta hi hai, you know, sofaya se ho, you're from a place like Banaras and all, ghar ja, you used to tell me, ye kyo seekh rahe ho? You know, I remember making sugar, that sugar baskets, nuga baskets.
Sugar craft, yeah.
No, not sugar craft, sugar nuga baskets, you know, with crystal sugar. So I vividly remember that chef telling me, and Chef Kunal, his name was, he was a dark guy, and he vividly is telling me, why you, and usme haath jalta hai thoda, because it's hot sugar. I mean, he's like, kyun piche padi ho, and he was very good at that, so I was learning from him. And I used to tell him, you know, give me, I'll make it. He's like, kyun piche padi ho, you are from Banaras, ghar jaake, you know, roti.
And you're not even from Banaras to start with.
They won't understand a lot. For them, you change Banaras. It's like, ghar jaake, you know, roti, I mean, you, at the end of the day, after this, you will do this only, you know, at home. Roti banani hai, you know, that way, why are you learning all this? So that thing came in me, you know, I have to prove them that I will do something from learning from here. I'm not going to sit at home. And there were no lady chefs at that time also. There was only one in the Oberoi, her name was Sanyukta. So she was also like how this Chef Basini you're talking about. So she was very hardworking. And she used to tell me, you know, girl, you don't have a home. I mean, you don't have a family. From 7 in the morning, you come and you are till 7:30, 8. You don't want to go home. I was like, I don't want to because I will not get this time of my life or this entry to this place again. Once I'm out, I'm out because I can't apply for a job here. I mean, this is my internship. So, phir bhi, you know, I can come.
But why can't you apply for a job?
I told you I'm not that from that kind of a background.
So now listen. So that's what I wanted to know. So then what happened after that? How did Brownie Cottage? Because we got about 15 minutes. How did it's time just went? But it's very important because, you know, I mean, this really tells us about like the foundation, the motivation, what led to whatever you did after that. So, yes. I mean, so how did...
I'll just wrap up this whole story of Oberoi very quickly. So for a few days and months only I was there. And in the beginning till the end, I was the only person who had worked in all the bakery departments of the Oberoi and the taller one, the Hilton one, which is Trident now. And each chef is very egoistic. I mean, like, they wouldn't share recipes.
No, but creative people are. Creative people are egoistic.
They wouldn't share recipes.
And chefs are creative people.
Yes. And I would, at the end of my turn internship, I had recipes of all. So in the end, you know, they would sit with me, each of them. अरे यार शेफ कुनाल की रेसिपी तेरे पास है ना दे यू नो लाइक विजय वुड टेल कुनाल की रेसिपी दे कुनाल बोलेगा विजय की रेसिपी दे बिकॉज़ दे वुड शेयर सो आई हैड दिस वन थिक फ्लॉपी
बट दैट्स फनी लाइक बिकॉज़ ओबेरॉय या समथिंग लाइक दैट इज अ इंस्टीट्यूशन सो शुडंट दे हैव डॉक्यूमेंटेड रेसिपीज which all Oberois, all Tridents can follow. Isn't it like that?
That time, I don't know about today. I'll be very frank.
So for example, I mean, if one has an egg Benedict at Oberoi Grand versus Oberoi Nariman Point, they can be different. They because can. It comes down to the chef. Wow.
Yes. Maybe it could be the kitchen. I don't know. But bakery, yes, Aneta. Means in the sense they had their own departments to do. Like, I have to make the marquee, so I'll make the marquee. I'll make the chocolate dome cake, so I'll make the chocolate dome cake.
Chocolate dome cake, I must tell you. So, yes. Years later, like, you know, Kainaz and I, when we were dating and we were at Ulkat Nirmal, we'd go to the Oberoi cake shop. And yes. we'd wait till 6:30 when the discount would happen and we'd have the ham and cheese sandwich and all that. But the patisserie, pastries, where they want to discount anything. But we used to love the chocolate dome cake, which is in a pastry form.
Correct.
So then, you know, I think, first, Kenna's is probably first birthday after we got married. And she, by then, I was still at Nyman Point. She was at Leo Burnett at Kemp's Corner then.
Okay.
And we were staying at Khard. So I called up the Oberoi pastry shop from my phone and office landline and said that, you know, can you make a cake out of this? Because we've always had the pastry. So they said, yeah. I said, what is the cost? I don't remember. It was 400, 500. It was something pretty huge back then. So then I said, okay, I'll come and pick it up at 5 o'clock. So they said, sure. So I went at 5 o'clock and I'm an unknown person. I'm like, you know, I didn't give my name for just saying, or whatever. But they had it ready. So I paid the thing. And I left office and I bought the cake for 500 or whatever. Then who's going to afford a cab from a Nyman Point to Khard to take the cake when you're like living from month to month after you're married? So I got into a Bandra local, so waited for that, which was relatively empty. Then I'm holding the Oberoi, you know, the cake box. And then I reached home and it was in one shape. And I still remember that. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So at the end, it was a blast. You know, I was the only one who had, you know, like all the recipes. So they were like, you know, like they used to follow me at the end, you know. And then I stored it in a yellow color floppy disk. Floppy disk. I stored that. And I vividly remember the last day when I was signing off, each and every chef gave me one thing of the equipment. Like somebody gave me a whisk, somebody gave me a small cake tin, you know, ye tu leke ja, you know.
How sweet.
Yes.
You know, it reminds me of Durga Puja, where Durga Puja, what happens is when the immersion happens, then before that, all of us who are involved in the puja, we like to, you know, keep one or two of the equipments of Ma Durga. So someone keeps the khada, which is a knife, and you know, there's some chopper, someone takes a tissue. So, it was almost like that.
Yes,
so
that was so, I felt so proud, you know, that these chefs who were troubling me in the beginning or were ragging me in the beginning.
In three months,
the relationship is such that they're like, they're going to miss you. And the head chef at that time, Chef Vivek Menon was the head chef. And he was a very humble guy. And inhone mujhe bahut baar jalaya bhi hai, by the way, oven mein. These chefs, you know, they would just open the oven, take out the ring and put, you know, like I've still got those scars, you know, they've really troubled me a lot. So in the end, when they gave those things, I was so touched. And the last day, Chef Vivek Menon, I was signing off. So he called for breakfast for me from the Frangipani. I still remember a dosa and an orange juice and an orange juice from Frangipani. And they were like, you know, we never give this kind of a farewell to a trainee. It is not for a trainee. So, and that time there was this sports editor, I think, in Times of India, Ayaz Menon.
Ayaz Menon.
That was the month of August. I think his birthday comes then. So his cake was being made and Chef Vivek was himself, you know, finishing his cake. And I have a very vivid memory of this Kalyan, you know, like he was on this table, he was finishing his cake. I was on the other counter and I was saying, bye, Chef, you know, I'm leaving. Thanks. He left his things. I'm talking about the head chef of the bakery of Oberoi's, you know. He left his thing. He was finishing Ayaz Menon's cake. He came around through that counter to my counter. He shook hands with me and he patted me on my back and he said, well done and all the best.
Wow.
I mean, the head chef, I mean, giving this, and he showed me to the door, if I'm not wrong, you know.
Walked you out. Wow.
Yes. And I have a very vivid memory, you know, he was making that cake, he left everything and he came to me and he was the head chef and I was one of the trainees.
I know what this means.
So that, you know, I learned so much over there. Like for years, I still carry the plate, like the trays like this, you know, like how in hotels, you can carry three trays together. You don't need to carry two trays. You don't have two hands in hospitality. You have hands.
You're literally Ma Durga, whether you're a guy or
five
hands each.
Yes,
and then we come with 10 heads like a raven to eat.
Yes. So that was my overall journey. And it really blew me apart. And I was like, you know, thank God I didn't do IIM. Thank God I didn't go out to study or see, you know, Cordon Bleu and all. I don't know what I would have got.
In fact, I was going to ask you about that before I interviewed you. Because, you know, today I mean, there are, you know, the chefs we look up to are all from Cordoba, CIA, and so on. Like, is there any sort of regret or defensiveness which you feel, or is it no regrets for you?
No.
It seems to be no regrets in a sense. I mean, you've had a great grounding.
I'm very happy that, very good for them. They've learned at great places. But I'm very happy that I have worked at a greater place. You know, like college life is one thing, where you learn is one thing, but where you actually work, your first job, the exposure which I got, I was lucky I got that exposure, I got it. And plus I really slogged there.
I know, and it's an internship. I mean, people fool around doing an internship. Exactly. I mean, it's just a, you know, reason to be out of college and date.
I didn't even take one day chutti, even not even a Sunday, because I knew these were like dates, you know, like you have 91 days, you know.
Wow.
So that's what, you know, ek hota hai, you work at a, you learn it with great professors or great college, like as a CIA and all those great institutes. But the real learning is
at the shop floor,
where you are putting that thing to, you know,
In any profession. Yeah.
You may have not done an IIM, MBA, but you've got to work at an O&M, maybe in advertising. That's like the mecca of it, right? So that's
the same. Make it more popular with my wife. Of course,